The Uganda Medical Association says it is galvanizing key players in the health sector and health science students to reject the new government policy not to pay medical interns. The policy shift means all allowances for medical interns will provide critical services in most government facilities, as ended transitioning the internship into a standard educational requirement without pay. Previously, the Ministry of Health reduced the allowance from 2.5 million to 1 million shillings per month, but the ministry says it lacks the required funds to sustain the allowances amidst incremental enrollment of students. This policy shift has been opposed with a warning that it will lead to a strike that might cripple the healthcare service delivery, especially in facilities where over 80% of health workers are intern medical workers. The president of the Uganda Medical Association, Dr. Frank Asimwe, who was speaking at the weekly Uganda Law Society stakeholder engagement, said they are organizing massively to exert pressure until this policy is reversed.
I heard them keep throwing at us these dark clouds. First, we'll pick the silver lining. We'll galvanize the country. And we've done this before. On board, we've got the Uganda Medical Dental Practitioners Council. Because of their appointments, they are silent. The National Council of Higher Education is with us. So I don't know who is with these policy guys. We're talking about the qualification. Once someone has qualified for the award of this bachelor's, they have ceased to be students. They are doctors. They are pharmacists. They are nurses. They are dental surgeons. Don't call them students. Why is it that when people reach the Minister of Health, begin sitting in those air-conditioned rooms, driving those cars? Remember where you came from? Why are you kicking down the ladders after climbing that far? And you remember when you are climbing up, we might see your nakedness.